What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon today. No, this is not a continuation of the Annie Fry Show. I just want to make sure that's really clear, because Ethan, my former producer, who's been hanging out with Annie apparently, I mean, just runs from room to room. So I don't want people to think I'm the same person, although I love Annie. I don't want people to think that. So let's get that out of the way right away. Ethan, are you with me now? I mean, you're with Annie.
I am with you. They have me running all over the place here. So I get the best of both worlds working with Annie and the Mark Reardon Show.
Well, I'm telling you what, that's the truth. Well, I'm glad to have you. And there's a lot to get to today. Obviously, busy, busy news weekend. Here's the question I have before we do anything else. How much do tickets cost to see Coldplay? What do you think it costs for a concert? I'm just throwing it out there. What do you think, Ethan? You're younger than I am. You go to cool places. I don't do that anymore.
I bet Coldplay tickets are pretty expensive. They're selling out big stadiums, so I bet they're probably. Okay. I bet they're not cheap. I bet they're. I bet they're at least $150 to get in.
Okay,
that's my
guess. Of course, this executive who was at the, it looked like he was in the nosebleeds, didn't he? Like the very, very, very last row.
It looked like a suite, honestly, because he was.
Oh, it did? Okay.
They were around a bunch of people and they were standing up, so it looked like a suite to me. And he's a CEO of a huge company; he's worth a bunch of money. I bet it was a suite.
Yeah, you're probably right. So we are talking about Andy Byron, this tech tycoon who got caught at a Coldplay concert. The reason I'm asking how much the tickets cost is because now it's going to cost him his marriage. It's going to cost him his job. You know, you have to wonder what's wrong with people. I mean, my first question as a wife was, how did she not know where her husband was? See, my husband knows where I am at night. And if I went to a concert, I'd go with him, right? What did his wife think he was doing that night? I have no idea. So in case you guys don't know the whole story on this, this guy, Andy Byron, I'd never heard of him, never heard of the company or anything. CEO was at a Coldplay concert and he had his arms wrapped around the waist of his HR director. And when the kiss cam, you've been to concerts where the kiss cam, you know, focuses on you, on a couple in the audience. Well, as soon as that camera hit him and they saw it, they were immediately trying to dodge and duck. And he was trying to duck under the seat. And so Chris Martin makes the comment. He's like, either those two are having an affair or they're very shy. Well, it turned out they were indeed having an affair. Big money. Both of them have big money. He's married. She's married. Both married to wealthy people. Both have huge amounts of money at stake. And I just wonder, and I know it's not the first time it's ever happened in human history, but this is a billion-dollar company. All right. And he got the bum's rush on Saturday as a result of this because of the, in my opinion, oh, well, lots of things. They have a statement that they came out with, but the distraction. I mean, I've never even heard of this company. And that just It's not the space I live in, so I'm sure many people had. But the point is, now everyone knows who you are because your CEO is screwing around. Now, is he the only CEO in the world screwing around? Of course not. Of course not. But, it's just what's heartbreaking to me is the people involved, the kids involved, spouses involved. I don't think she had kids. I think she had stepkids, whatever. And the lawyers are just drooling over this whole situation because there's nothing divorce lawyers like more than people who are furious with each other. And when you think about people like Jeff Bezos, when he got divorced from his ex-wife, Mackenzie, she had to be the classiest broad in the history of divorced wives because there was no scandal. It just got handled quietly. Boom. She said nothing. They weren't screaming at each other in public about anything. It was just handled. I'm sure behind the scenes it was contentious, obviously. But if you're smart and you don't waste a whole lot of time fighting over every plate, remember that scene from When Harry Met Sally? You're going to be paying $500 an hour to the firm of his versus mine or whatever the firm was called. He was joking about that. It's going to happen in 20 years. Put your name in your books because, right. I remember when Greg Norman, the golfer, got married. Well, they got divorced a few years back and it cost him like $300 million to get divorced. Like I'm not looking at the numbers in front of me, but I remember talking about this on the air at the time. And he married Chris Everett and they were married like 18 months. And I was trying to calculate. I'm not that great at math, but if you take $300 million and divide that by 18 months, what's the cost per night on that? It's not funny because it's really tacky. And can I just say, and I think we all know this, how horrible to, first of all, going out in public like that. And clearly he was with coworkers or friends who knew what was going on, which has got to be even more insulting to the wife. It's not like they caught you in a fancy hotel or a cheap motel. You're with friends. You're with other people who knew you were married and didn't care. I don't know if they were her friends, his friends, doesn't matter. That's horrible. And that's an additional blow when you are somebody who finds this thing out the hard way. But, when you do this, when you have an affair with somebody, you're married, he's married, even if just one of you are married, you know what they're capable of. And you are never the rest of your life going to be able to relax and enjoy your life with the, I mean, not that most people don't. Most people don't leave their spouses in this situation to get married to the other one. They usually don't. But how could you possibly stand there with this person, even if you were dumb enough to want to marry them? Why would you do that? How could you do that? You know what they said the last time. You know what they violated the last time. So how can you, oh, this time I mean it. Oh, really? And one of these people involved in this has already been married twice before. This is the husband. This is the husband of the woman who was screwing around. Is it really worth it, guys? I mean, you have to ask yourself. There was a situation in Vegas a while back where there was an attorney who was dealing with the case with a young girl who was trying to divorce her husband, and somehow the attorney and the girl got involved, which is totally unethical, of course. She got pregnant. They got a quickie divorce, I guess. She had two kids by this guy. It was a whole mess, just a disaster. His kids, her kids, their kid. It was a disaster. And the worst thing is, well, the worst thing is what the kids have to suffer. It got so crazy that I'm trying to make it as clear as I possibly can. So you got two people cheating on their spouses who they, she got pregnant. They had a baby, got married. So the father-in-law, in other words, this girl who was cheating, her husband's father found out he was terminally ill with cancer and he was a lawyer too. So when they went in for some kind of a deposition or whatever, the attorney who had taken the girl away from her husband, which, first of all, you shouldn't be in the deposition when you're involved emotionally or physically with somebody, not a good idea. This is why. So he goes in. This is the attorney who took the woman away from her husband, and his new wife goes in the room with the father-in-law, the mother-in-law, and an attorney. The father-in-law pulls out a gun and kills both of them, kills the guy and the girl, leaves a baby, like six kids without parents. Now, the reason I tell you this story is because these things have consequences. Nobody deserved that. I'm not saying that. But let's go back 55,000 bad decisions ago, and this is what happened. These things snowball. And in this case, I don't know these people at all, obviously, at the Coldplay concert. But lawyers are going to get, you know, all kinds of money out of this because, you know, there's all, you know, going to be emotions involved and ego involved and all kinds of horrible things. They're going to be a part of it. And in the case of the situation in Vegas, this is the worst thing. Well, bad enough for the kids to lose their parents. The judge decided the kids were going to, the biological kids of this girl and her ex-husband were going to spend part of their time with one family, part of their time with another family. Can you even imagine how terrible that is for children? I don't care, you know, pick a house and live there, but don't, I literally back and forth. How horrible. They're not going to ever have a stable life. I mean, that's the thing with these children. This woman has kids. This woman who's the wife of this guy at the Coldplay concert. She's got children with him. They're not babies. There were pictures on social media, which apparently she scrubbed completely, even scrubbed her last name off social media. I blame her. But come on, people, think. But to get outed in this way, it's like a Lifetime movie. So stupid for these people to behave like this. But like I said, you'll never sleep easy if you steal somebody away from their spouse because you know what they're capable of. How many lies do you tell to be able to, you know, take somebody away from their spouse? Oh, no, really? It wasn't like, you're the one I love. It's never been like this with anybody. And another thing, and Ethan's just rolling his eyes because he knows I love cultural stuff. Another thing you have to think about with all these things, are these people who are, you know, they don't really care. Who they hurt. You know, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to be accountable for all this stuff. And you get to a certain point in your life, you get older, you get in your 50s, 60s, whatever. This guy's, I think, 50 years old. You get to that point in your life and you wind up with nobody because of the way you live your life. And this happens a lot of times with people. You know, you can play musical chairs with human beings. You can get away with it in your 20s, maybe. Wait, you keep doing this 30s, 40s, 50s, then you get to the point in your life where there's somebody there for you because of the wreckage of your life. And is it really worth it? You have to ask yourself that because, you know, and another thing too, when you take on a situation like this, the reality of even if you try to get married, you know, and move on together, the reality of all of the U-Hauls full of baggage that you're bringing into the marriage and all the hurt feelings and the kids and the this and the that and the money you lost, and that's going to destroy whatever fun you thought you were having at the concert. That's out the door because of all the pain that you bring into that situation. That's what people forget about. You may have fun in the motel, but when reality shows up, it'll be a whole different story. So there's your moral lecture today from me. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good day. The WNBA, as you know, has been in the news lately. Patrick Risch is here, director of sports, the sports business program at Wash U, to discuss, among other things, what I want to discuss is the WNBA and the women complaining about how they're not making enough money. How are you, sir? Good to have you.
Me on.
Glad to have you here today. You know, I'm going to plead ignorance here. I mean, and just admit the fact that I did not know this. I don't know how many Americans do, because I don't know how many Americans really care about the WNBA. And let me just be upfront and say, I'm not bashing the ladies. I know it takes tremendous physical abilities. I couldn't do it. Okay. I give them all the credit for that. Okay. But the truth is it doesn't make money. And I did not know, you know this, I did not know they've never made money as long as they've existed in this league. They're basically financed by the NBA. I was not aware of any of that. And yet they're complaining that they're not making the big money, whereas the NBA made, what, $11 billion last year and WNBA lost $40 million. Just saying. Am I right about that?
Well, first of all, Heidi, thanks for having me on. And it's a very fascinating issue. And the structure that you mentioned, you know, the NBA did report last year that the WNBA teams collectively lost in the neighborhood of $40 million. And when you look at this whole issue of collective bargaining, I think there's a lot of lessons to learn from other leagues. You know, the other leagues, forget about what they're at in terms of their annual revenue that they bring in. Each of these leagues have now kind of gravitated to a place where the players are basically receiving about 50% of the league's revenues. Currently, the WNBA players are receiving, I have seen reports, somewhere in the 9 to 10% percentage of revenues. And so when you hear that number, regardless of how profitable or unprofitable the teams are, you can see where the players are looking at that and saying, wait a minute, all these other leagues their players are getting a higher percentage of the revenue. So, you know, here's the other angle to this, Heidi, which I think is fascinating, is we are in the midst of this kind of seismic change in the WNBA in terms of attendance, in terms of ratings. Starting next year, they're going to see a massive increase in television money. So I think part of this is the players getting out in front of this and saying, wait a minute, maybe we've been losing money in the past, but that may be changing. At least the size of the loss may be greatly reduced as this new TV money and corporate partnership money comes in.
Yeah, well, let's hope so. We're speaking with Patrick Risch. I'm Heidi Harrison from Mark Reardon. He's a director of sports business program at WashU. And that's a great point. And apparently they were expected to lose $50 million last year, right? So maybe it's the Caitlin Clark effect that they lost less money than expected. So that's good. And you may be right about that. And I do think they should get the same percentage that the guys get if there's, you know, with the collective bargaining agreement, which is what they're arguing about, of course, as you mentioned now. But at the end of the day, I mean, when is this ever going to be profitable? You've got great people like Caitlin Clark. You've got Asia Wilson. You've got some great people playing the game, a lot of great ones. But they just don't get the butts in the seats. I mean, do you think it's bad marketing? It's just people just don't care. What do you think contributes to the fact that they just don't, I don't know, that the public doesn't love them as much as they love the NBA?
Well, I think, Heidi, a couple things. As I just mentioned, that change in the media rights deal and the amount of money that they're going to be getting on an annual basis is about to really escalate in such a massive way. They did an 11-year deal with Disney, Amazon Prime, and NBC, and they're going to be receiving $200 million a year. Currently, they're not even getting a fourth of that. So that's going to be a massive, massive change to just the economics. And that is such a key thing, Heidi, because if you look at all of the major sports leagues in this country, media revenue is the top source of revenue for the NFL, for college football, for the NBA, for Major League Baseball. So that's a huge piece that I think is going to make a big change. My only concern, Heidi, as it relates to, and you look at what's happening, the recent news, they're going to be adding Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia as new expansion markets. They're coming in, I believe it's 28, 29, and 30. Next year, they're adding markets in Toronto and Portland will be joining the league next year. And on the one hand, they brought these teams in, taking advantage of the interest in the sport, a lot of private equity money, a lot of higher-end people that maybe they want to buy into pro sports, but they can't buy in at the NFL level. This is more attainable. And the league wants to expand because those expansion monies are then shared across the league. So that can help cut into some of these losses, but that's not a longer term solution. The media rights deal, that is a better way of getting at a more sustainable model financially long term.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, that hopefully will be good for them because I want these girls to succeed and I want them to get, you know, more money if they possibly can, but the league's got to make money first. We're speaking with Patrick Risch, director of sports business program at WashU. My handwriting's so bad that I can't even read your title correctly, Patrick. What do you say? When I posted about this on my Facebook page, Heidi Harris Show page, by the way, I posted about this. A lot of people were incensed that Caitlin Clark seems to be a target by so many players. Now, I know it's a rough game for anybody. Once again, I couldn't do it. But she certainly seems to get a lot of cheap shots. And a lot of people feel as if she's not being protected. Am I right or wrong? Because I've hardly seen any games. So maybe my perception's wrong.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I've seen enough of the highlights of these games to know that, you know, is this a situation where anytime anything happens to Caitlin, it's just going to be talked about more because
right.
of Caitlin, or whether she is indeed kind of getting the business, let's say, from some of these more veteran players. And, you know, look, I don't know. It's probably a little bit of both. And so whether the league, you know, you want to treat everybody fairly. And so the referees, should they be, you know, kind of giving preferential treatment to the star players? You do hear anecdotal evidence that this happens in the NBA and has happened in the NBA for years and years and years, that people like Michael and LeBron getting favorable, you know, treatment from the referees. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, what is a bigger concern to me, which I think the WNBA is trying to address, is there does seem to be a lot of this kind of hatefulness on social media and sometimes at the arenas, you know, at some of these players, not just Caitlin, but just some of the nastiness that takes place. We know that social media can be a cesspool, unfortunately, but I think that, you know, part of the expense that the league has incurred is spending more money on security and so forth at some of these venues, because as you know, in basketball, whether it's men's or women's, the fans are so close to the court that whether it's verbal, whether it's, you know, potentially having access and getting close to these players, it's a concern. So, is she being picked on? Probably a little bit. And she's having a tough season, by the way, with injuries. So hopefully she can get past that.
Yeah, I don't even know how you diagnose a groin injury, but okay, I guess move your leg this far, it hurts. Okay, so you're right. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But you're right about social media, so how nasty it is. And they ran some ads during the college season, I believe, where they were talking about officials were saying, or the league was talking about how many nasty things are said to college players when they lose by people who are betting on the games, threats to their lives. We're talking college kids. I had no idea that was a thing, but apparently it's pretty prevalent.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the dangerous sides, right, of welcoming sports gambling more mainstream now into the sports industry, is that it's touching both pro and college sports. And, as you say, Heidi, when you think of these pro young men and women being subjected to some of this, I mean, that's part of what we have now welcomed into our home with the legalization of sports gambling.
That's nasty. Well, we're used to it in talk radio, but we don't like to have college kids harassed like that. Right. Before I let you go, this is every day in talk radio. Before I let you go, this is very exciting news. A master's degree in sports business at WashU is going to be available in 2026. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, we're really excited. So our sports business program has been in business since 2015. This will be our 11th year. We've got almost 200 alums working in sports and have connections with 600 professionals at about 450 different companies. But we felt it was time to expand our offerings to the master's level starting next fall. Because Heidi, I think there's a couple things we can do at WashU that few schools can in the country, and that's access, mentorship, and community. By having the network that we have, in fact, I've been on the phone today with some of our alums, that access is so great that the alums will engage with your current students. And in some cases, alums that graduated 10 years ago are connecting with people that graduated 20 years ago, and they're building their network that way. So being able to create these wonderful opportunities, the internships, the entry level, you know, a lot of these young kids, Heidi, that are trying to get into this industry, what they lack is maybe they lack the training, but they also just lack a foot in the door. And so with the connections that we have, we can help students get the training, get the mentorship, and more importantly, get that foot in the door and then let the cream rise to the top.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's fantastic. It's a great opportunity. Hey, thanks for joining me on the Mark Rudin Show.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Today. Appreciate talking to you.
Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you. That's Patrick Risch, director of Washington University's WashU, as they say, sports business program. Very exciting that people could get a master's degree. But, you know, St. Louis is such a great sports town. There are all kinds of opportunities, and that's great because, you know, the business of sports, isn't that most of it? I think so. That's pretty good stuff. Ethan's all into the business aspect of it. I know my friend. He's always into, he's got it all down. Not sure. Oh, he's picking his headphones up. That's serious.
Yeah, no, it is interesting to hear kind of the details behind how the operation works, especially, I mean, you know, the WNBA, I know that they've had their struggles, you know, there seems like they're moving in a better direction here in the last year or two, which is good, but it's crazy to think, I mean, so much goes on behind the scenes, even for a league that is small compared to, you know, the WNBA, or excuse me, to the NBA or the NFL, just how massive of an operation they all are. It is interesting, I think. So it was interesting information there in that interview.
Yeah. And it's funny how, you know, some people will say the officials are taking it easy on her or whatever, but I mean, they never say that about the Chiefs, do they?
Oh, well,
see, they're so
referring to refer. Oh, you're talking, listen, we don't want to get into this, Heidi. We do not want
do
to
what?
Get into
I don't.
This.
We don't want to get into the officials. Whenever the teams lose to the Chiefs, they start whining about the officials. You sure we don't want to get into that today?
I don't think we do.
All right. Much more to come on the Mark Reardon Show. Coming up, Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform has got an update on what's going on with the border, the ICE agents, and the, you know, complete mess of trying to get the wrong people out of this country. That's coming up on the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Reardon. I would say, are you ready for it? But I don't want Ethan Hannaford to get mad at me for doing a Taylor Swift reference, so I'm going to move on. Are you ready for it? Okay, not doing it. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon today. Joining us is Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Always great to talk to him, especially now that things seem to be moving in the right direction in a lot of ways. How are you, Ira?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too. You know, it's really disturbing to me. There's so much going on that's good, but it's very disturbing to me that they want these, you know, people will show up to rallies or protests, I should say, or riots, covered head to toe. But they want these ICE agents exposed. They're, you know, revealing some of their personal information. I mean, this is flat out scary what people are trying to do to ICE agents.
It absolutely is. And, you know, it's quite possibly illegal. Essentially, what they are doing is encouraging violence, and not just violence, but violence against federal law enforcement officers. Look, you know, everybody is free to disagree with the mission of ICE, with the direction this administration is taking immigration policy. You know, if you want to disagree with it, you have that right. What you don't have the right to do is to put law enforcement officers in danger. You do not have the right to obstruct the execution of federal laws. And this is exactly what these agents are doing. They are duly empowered law enforcement officers carrying out the laws of the United States. And putting those people in danger is both wrong and potentially illegal.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something else, Ira. Somebody in my neighborhood, I think some people know that I'm from Vegas, and somebody put in the park near my house, they took chalk, and they wrote, no ICE in LV. Okay, and I was walking my dog, and I saw that on the ground. So I went home, got my car, came back with a watering can, took a little watering can. I did a video of this. And I put water on it and I scrubbed it off. And I said, this is how you stop this nonsense, because that's how it continues. When somebody doesn't, you know, it's the old broken window theory. One person puts up with this, the next thing you know, the whole park. How dare you put that on my sidewalk? That's what we need to be constantly doing, is standing up for the right thing, standing up for the right people, standing up against the wrong things.
Yeah, you know, even worse, though, you have supposedly responsible leaders, people like the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, the vice presidential nominee, comparing ICE to the Gestapo. You have Pramila Jayapal, who was the chair of the House Progressive Caucus, calling ICE a terrorist organization. And these are just two that come to mind. There have been many, many others who have come out with similar statements comparing ICE to terrorists, to Nazis. This is, you know, it's not even subtle. It is an outright incitement. You know, when you start accusing this agency of, you know, falling into the same category with the Gestapo, you're basically giving people license to go after them.
Well, you know, what it comes down to is the people on the other side, they truly don't want any kind of law and order. They don't want any kind of law enforcement, whether it's somebody stopping them for a traffic, you know, some kind of traffic violation, or trying to protect our borders, or somebody being stopped for breaking into someone's store, whatever it is. They really don't want law enforcement at all. They don't want people stopped from just doing whatever they want to do.
No, and you see that, you know, when ICE goes out there, or when ICE puts out a detainer and asks some local police department, you know, you've got somebody in custody who's here illegally, we want to deport them if you're not going to charge them, and they refuse to cooperate. So, you know, they are protecting not just, you know, the gardeners and the, you know, nannies and the other people they claim are just here trying to make a better life for themselves. They are also protecting criminal aliens, putting them back out onto the streets where they can reoffend. And then they turn around and complain when ICE sends agents into the community to find these people. And as Tom Homan has made clear, you know, if we have to go out into the community to find somebody that you refuse to hand over to us, and if we happen to stumble across somebody else who's in the country illegally, may not have been on our radar scope, we're taking that individual as well. So these policies are actually backfiring on these advocates for illegal aliens, because by not turning over the criminals, they are actually putting the non-criminal illegal aliens in greater chance of getting found and removed from the country as well.
That's true. We're speaking with Ira Melman from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. The other day, I put a story, an immigration story, on my Facebook page, Heidi Harris Show Facebook page. And I had a friend of mine who's an attorney in Vegas. He didn't identify himself as such, but I've known him for a long time, Democrat. And he said, well, I guess you're not worried about the kids being separated from their parents. And I said, hey, you're not worried about the kids being forced to work in pot farms. You're not worried about the children who are servicing the workers in the fields. You're not worried about kids disappearing. You're not worried about anything like that. This is amazing how they twist it, isn't it, Ira? Because a border that's not regulated has all kinds of victims, many of them illegal aliens. Can we all agree on that? I guess not.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, you mentioned the kids. Under the Biden administration, you had hundreds and hundreds of thousands of minors coming into the country illegally. Many of them were being trafficked, you know, forced into prostitution, other horrible things. Others are, you know, put in places where they're working in dangerous situations like marijuana farms. And under the Biden administration, DHS and also the Health and Human Services Department actually lost track of hundreds of thousands of kids. They had them in their custody. They were brought in after they came across the border. There was pressure to just get them out the door. Anybody who stepped forward to sponsor these kids, they would release them in the custody of these people without vetting them. And very often it was the criminal cartels themselves who took custody of these kids and put them to work in precisely these situations. And you didn't hear a hue and cry about that. But look, I mean, if you're going to be deported, if you have U.S. citizen children, number one, you made the decision to come to the country illegally.
That's right.
You understood what the potential consequences were going to be. And also, you're free to take your children with them. You know, as a parent, most people would say, look, if I have to go, I'm taking my kids with me. They may be U.S. citizens. They can come back once they reach the age of majority. But I'm not leaving a little kid here in the United States by him or herself.
Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing to me, too, that the people, I remember a couple of years ago, there was that football owner who was caught in a massage parlor. I'm not going over all that, okay? But it was a big controversy at the moment. They're snickering about it. But nobody said, hey, what about these women who are working there, whose passports have been taken away from them, who are basically being trafficked in these places? Nobody did a deep dive on that, did they, Ira? So they really, these people who claim to care so much about illegals, they don't really want to talk about trafficking. They don't really want to know who's in the country illegally, who's being exploited. They never want to discuss that.
You know, look, I mean, we've developed a system of indentured servitude here, or even worse, practically outright slavery in the 21st century. It is a national disgrace, and it's been made possible by the open border that we've had. I mean, clearly it was worse than ever under the Biden administration, but it predates the Biden administration. This blind eye that we have been turning to mass illegal immigration has resulted in precisely the kinds of conditions that allow these ruthless people to exploit children, women, just anybody who they can get their hands on. And as a country, we should be ashamed of what has been happening.
Yeah, you know, I have a friend who's a former homicide investigator, and he investigated several MS-13 killings, okay? Just for those in the back who don't get it, these nice little people who they don't want kicked out of the country. I mean, these people do things like take your organs out of your body when you're still alive. You know this, Ira, I hope kids aren't listening, but this is important for people to understand how evil this group of people, they really are. And they've got, for anyone to stand there and say, oh no, they need due process, they need this, they're not even citizens. They're not entitled to due process. It's stunning to me, Ira, when I hear these stories.
Yeah, look, I mean, they came into the country without due process.
Right.
You know, this idea that we can give everybody who is in the country illegally, you know, an extended hearing in courts and, you know, with appeals, that's precisely been the strategy of the advocates for open borders. And, you know, the cartels themselves have been taking advantage of it. You know, they've been telling people, you cut to the United States, they're going to put you, you know, give you a court hearing date sometime in the 2030s. Maybe you show up for it, maybe you don't. Even if your case is turned down, you start appealing it, it's years and years and years before there's any final resolution. And even then, they don't remove you from the country. So this has been part of the strategy to basically collapse the system, overwork the court system to a point where it simply cannot function. And so everybody gets to stay.
Yeah, it's interesting. I have a friend who, former producer of mine, you'd know him, who went into, went to become a paralegal, got his master's and all that. And he is working in immigration now, legal immigration, right? To help people legally immigrate. But a lot of the people they're calling now who filed paperwork, who've paid money, done things the right way, they try to call them and they're gone. They're back in their home countries because they're nervous. They should be. I mean, I know you're trying to do things right, but if you came in illegally, everybody should be looking over their shoulder. I would be if I went into another country without any legal way to do it.
Right. Look, we all understand why people would want to come to the United States.
Sure.
Nobody gets up in the morning and says, I'm going to America in order to be worse off. We can assume that they're going to be substantially better off here. And it's a perfectly normal human aspiration. But we live in a world of 8.2 billion people. We simply cannot have everybody who is dissatisfied with where they are come to the United States. You know, there are things that we can do to help people try to make changes in their home countries. But ultimately, the best hope for the vast majority of people who are dissatisfied with where they are is to make those changes there. We simply cannot accommodate everybody who would like to come to the United States, which is why we have rules. It's not to be mean and keep people out. It is because we recognize that, number one, if we ask the system to do the impossible, we're going to fail. And we're also going to undermine the interests of the American people. And, you know, I think we've all seen exactly that happen over the past few years.
Right. Not just the American people, but the immigrants who come here, once again, shouldn't come here illegally, but the horrible stuff that's done to them, that these do-gooders who want to protect everybody don't ever even talk about. They never consider that. They don't care about it, which goes to show you how hypocritical they are.
Yeah. They don't care about the immigrants themselves, you know, even though they claim to. It's ideologically driven. They want open borders for ideological reasons, or it is because they want access to low-cost labor that they can then, you know, charge the American public for all the services that people require. So it's either ideological or financial. But, you know, the bottom line is it results in exploitation, and it also undermines the interest of the American public, and we should not tolerate it.
No, we should not. Ira Melman, Media Director, Federation for American Immigration Reform. Always great to talk to you, my friend, and keep up the good fight.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. That website.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's fairus.org. Please check it out. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. Coming up, we're going to talk about a guy arrested after 22 burglaries across the St. Louis area. Are you sure that's all? I don't know. What? These so-called nonviolent offenders. We'll get to that much more on the Mark Reardon Show. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Reardon. You can follow me on all the socials, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. And my podcast is available on the Odyssey app, Heidi Harris Show. So check it out when you get a chance. U.S. Marshals have arrested a serial burglar, they say. Well, alleged. All right. Wanted for a string of break-ins across the St. Louis area. Listen to this guy. Armin Simpson is his name, of Belleville, Illinois. 9 departments were investigating him before they finally tracked him down. He was caught on camera after a string of burglaries and has been connected to at least 22 break-ins in a 30-day period. 22 break-ins in a 30-day period. Get a real job across the greater St. Louis area. He went to one apartment complex 3 times over the span of 1 weekend this spring. Now, here's what I want to mention to help you, because it's important that obviously we'll talk about low-life burglars. But apparently what he was doing is he specifically targeted first-floor apartments with unlocked sliding glass doors. And listen, I understand when you live in an apartment, I mean, obviously you should lock the slider. Duh. But it's hard, because if you live in a home, if you decide to put up some kind of security thing, or you can put up, you know, there are various things you can do. Security film on the window so someone can't break the window, this and that. You can put up things. But even in an apartment, you could put, you know, the slider, the piece of wood, the dowel, you know, in the track so someone can't open your slider, and obviously lock your sliding glass doors. But, you know, it's amazing how many people don't, and how many stories you hear. But, you know, that's not the fault of the people who are victimized. You know, I got to tell you, I get real tired of hearing this mantra from people who will say, oh, they're the nonviolent offenders. And many people put, and yes, there are nonviolent offenders, I get it, but a lot of people put burglars in the category of nonviolent offenders. And I would argue that that's not correct. A lot of times people will, you know, when look at these people the other day in LA, did you see that story? $4 million house in Encino, California. If you don't know where that is, pretty nice neighborhood. $4 million house. And they had a guy who kept jumping fences and breaking in. They called on this guy. Neighbors had called on this guy. And I guess from what the last I've heard, they came home and they surprised him. He killed them both. Now, this is what you need to know, guys, because they may be nonviolent and they may not even have a gun, but they got a gun at the last house they broke into because somebody left it. I'm not saying secured or unsecured. You know, if you need a gun quickly, you don't want to have to, you know, you should have it available. But people hide them in dumb places and burglars know where they hide them. So somebody grabs a gun at this house, you know, across the street. Then they come to your house. Now they've got a gun and you surprise them. They don't expect you to be home. They thought you were at work. No car in the garage. They thought, or on the street. They thought you were gone. That's what happens with these people. And many of these folks, I can't speak to this guy, obviously, but many of these people who do this are drug addicts. And they'll do, you know, anything for drugs. I actually know somebody whose son was killed by police burglarizing like a $5 million house. And he was an older guy too. I mean, not older, but I mean, not a kid. He wasn't some punky teenager. He was probably well into his 40s. And he was burglarizing a really expensive house and killed by police doing it. And he had a drug problem. And that's the whole thing. When people have a drug problem, they're coming after your stuff. And it makes it very difficult. And burglars, not only that, even if they don't take a lot of stuff, they've been through your stuff. You know, they've been in your house. They've been through your drawers. You know, and apparently this guy was also caught using a stolen credit card at a gas station. That's another thing that there are all kinds of videos online you can watch. Burglars, you should. Burglars talking about how they picked their victims. Or the houses, they weren't going to, you know, the dogs bother them. Some burglars say, no, I'll just throw your dog, whatever's in the kitchen. I'll open the fridge and I'll throw them that leg of lamb and they'll shut up. Maybe that's true of some dogs. I don't know about all. Some will say, I'm not even going to deal with dogs of any size, period. So there are different ways that they decide, you know, who they're going to burglarize. It's real important to look at that. And one of the reasons, obviously, one of the ways is they don't assume your home. They don't want to run into you for the most part. I remember when I was about 18, I was delivering flowers for a flower shop and I went to a funeral home and there was a really good looking guy. I know it sounds weird, but a really good looking guy in a casket, like 22 years old. And I said to the people, I mean, even dead, he was good looking. I said, what's he doing here? And they said, he surprised a burglar. And I never forgot that story. So fast forward like 10, 12 years later, I'm doing talk radio. And I remembered his name and I would see his mother having to go up to the state capitol again and again to have to testify because her son walked in and surprised a burglar. So, you know, some people say, oh, it's just a burglar. You never feel safe in your house once somebody's been in there rifling through your stuff, going through your drawers. I mean, what a creepy feeling it is forever. So I think burglar, I mean, the idea that someone breaks into a house that's not theirs, to me, it's just, it offends my sensibilities. That's for sure. But drug addicts, they don't care what they do. They don't care who they hurt. They don't want to run into you. They just want to get your stuff that they can pawn. But if they do, I remember there was a guy a couple of years ago in Vegas who 9 o'clock in the morning, the burglar thought he wasn't home because he'd watched the roommate leave. Then he breaks into the house after he sees the roommate leave. The other roommate worked the graveyard shift and he was sleeping. He came out in the hallway. There was a gunfight 9 o'clock in the morning in the guy's living room because the burglar had seen the one person leave, obviously not wanting to run into that person. Crazy. So protect yourselves, guys. Make sure you lock your doors, put those little dowels in the tracks of your sliders and get a dog, you know, get a whatever kind of alarm system. But pay attention because these little lowlifes, and I'm cleaning up my language, they're just the worst of the worst as far as I'm concerned. Don't understand why they do it. But I'm glad they caught this guy. 22 burglars, all, but it was a lot more than that. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Reardon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.